Hello, everybody. We are coming at you live from our bedroom with Izzy and Pepper.
That sounded weird.
Well, if you hear any ASMR coming from this room, it's actually Izzy eating her bone down on the floor.
I'm here, too.
And we're here with Mal. Everybody knows Mal.
Mal.
Yep. And Chris, obviously. So we're going to start off with two truths and a lie. So who wants to go first?
You go first.
All right. I once got a lap dance from a male stripper outside my apartment in college. I projectile vomited on someone next to me on the school bus one time. My first kiss burped in my mouth, and I told my mom I never wanted to kiss a boy again.
I think that one's true. The All last right. one.
We're just going to roll with it.
You have to choose what...
No,
you have to pick the lie.
Oh.
Or you have to talk through it.
I already know.
Well, that's not fun. Can you at least pretend?
Should have picked better ones.
I think the first one's a lie.
That I got the lap dance?
No, I think the second one's a lie.
The projectile vomiting?
Yeah, I think that one's a lie.
Agreed. Next.
Is wow. that right? Is that
You're
true?
Right.
Yay!
You guys know me too well.
All right. I'm up. I like fried pickles. I have never eaten a booger in my life.
Well, I know that's a lie.
Ah, you see boogers like a champ.
And I would trade my house for the van nomad life. Okay.
All of those are true.
I think you've eaten a booger.
I guess that's a lie. But I take you for a booger eater. You strike me as a booger eater.
I think the last one's false. A lie.
What is it?
I have never eaten a booger in my life.
You don't know.
You don't know
that's
that.
True.
No.
That is true.
I'm calling your parents.
Bullshit. That's you don't know.
Wait. I fucked this up. Next.
Oh, Chris.
They're all true.
Oh, man. All right. Moving on.
Shall not tell a lie.
All
it's
right.
my turn.
Yep, I can't wait for this.
All right, here we go. Let me get those pulled up. All right. My biggest fear is to be buried alive.
Jeez, started off dark with this.
I hate for there to be dirty dishes in the sink.
Okay.
And I got a perfect score on the reading portion of the SAT.
Oh, man.
I got y'all good.
I think... The first one is a lie.
Yeah, I think the first one's a lie.
About being buried alive?
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like you could definitely have
you
gotten
said
a
dolls
score.
Earlier.
I did what?
You said dolls were your biggest fear.
I never said that.
Yeah. I'm going with the first one's a lie.
All right, well, both of y'all are wrong.
What?
If y'all think I got a perfect score on the SAT, you lost your mind.
I think that it was possible. Listen,
we didn't want to
that was a compliment.
Like
yeah, we actually, we knew that that was a lie. We just didn't want to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
Well, moving
also,
on.
Also, I didn't start a timer, but I think we should.
All right. Thank you for announcing that, Chris.
I can cut that out. I
okay.
can cut anything
okay.
out.
Motherfucker, motherfucker.
I'm leaving that in. I'm leaving both of those in.
No, you did not just do that. No.
Okay, I'm ready.
I loved that.
Okay.
All right, so y'all, no, stop. Okay, so we all in this room know how much I love pickles, right?
Yes.
We've established that. Literally used to come home from school, get settled into the couch with my coloring books, turn Arthur on the TV, finish it off with a nice juicy pickle. Well, I've been informed that I have not lived until I have tried the dill pickle flavored Lay's potato chips. And I want you to know that I brought us all a little gift today. And we're going to try these live on the podcast.
little ASMR action.
I want you to know, this bag of chips smells like fresh baked ass. So I'm really not feeling very hopeful for this. But numerous
people... How do you know what fresh baked ass smells
like? Well, because I live with you, Chris. That's how I know. Okay? So... I'm going to pass out a nice, juicy potato chip to everybody. And we're going to try this together.
Your chips would be.
Who's going to gag first?
Probably. It smells like a salt and vinegar.
It smells a little. It does smell a little like a salt and vinegar. I'm not so sure.
Okay. All right. I want you to go first.
No, we're counting to three.
You go first.
No, we're counting to three.
Okay. One.
Three, two, one.
Some ASMR for you. What do you think? Need another one.
Okay. Yeah. You can't just eat one, right? It's not there. Here. Oh, okay. So the initial tasted a little like the salt and mini, but the aftertaste is full dill pickle.
Mm-hmm. I think they're pretty good. They could do a little more dill pickle, though.
They could be more dilly. Mm-hmm.
You know when you try something that you don't like at first? Like, you maybe have a couple bites of it, and then, like, after a while, you're obsessed with that flavor. I feel like I'm going to turn into... did you just spill that?
Yes. No. We're going to be sleeping tonight and
just a little aftertaste.
You know that's better than some of the smells in here.
Yeah. Once again, fresh baked ass, courtesy of Chris Black. So...
Okay.
All right. So I was reading this thing the other day. I wanted to talk to you about this. I don't know if you saw this, but this girl found out her fiance went on his bachelor trip with his friends. I'm not sure where they went. They went to the strip club. He blacked out, drank too much with all his buddies. And the next thing he knows, he gets home from the trip, checks the credit card statement, and he's been charged $20,000.
200,000?
Yes. 40s.
That was Mallory with her perfect reading score comment.
Yeah, Mallory coming in hot with the perfect SAT score. Y'all, $20,000. And ready, here's the kicker. He Venmo'd the stripper $3,000.
I wonder what that was for.
I bet they shared a pizza.
Come on. That's the only thing that makes sense.
It must have been a Domino's, too, because it's a little bit more pricey than
I know
Little
what,
Caesars.
I want to know what y'all do.
Break up with them. I wouldn't
Without a doubt?
With 100%.
Well, I wouldn't have gone out to a strip club by choice to begin with, so that's strike number one for me.
Okay, so...
All I'm saying is he's probably got something Ajax can't wash off after that.
So if you're not going to the strip club on your bachelor party, where are you going?
To the beach.
And doing what? Laying on the beach all day?
Hell yeah.
Sounds boring. I'm going to the strip club.
The titty bar.
I'm going to the titty bar. I'm going to find that male stripper that gave me that lap dance.
Swingin' Richards.
7 years ago. And I will make sure that... We come full circle on that story.
I just don't understand why men go to strip clubs. Especially if they're not single.
Okay, so Chris and I... Have you been to the strip club?
Never been.
Okay, so Chris and I have been to the strip club. Once. And probably wouldn't return. But that was... Okay, I gotta call you out on that. So we went to a friend's wedding in downtown Atlanta... And everybody knows Atlanta's got all the best strip clubs. Actually, I think it's because you're allowed to get full naked. And so not every state's like that. You have to be covered in some states. But in Atlanta, no rules. So Chris and I are at this wedding. Everybody goes out afterwards. Chris is obviously drinking. I don't drink really ever, very minimally.
Obviously.
What?
Nothing. Proceed.
Okay. So Chris... one of our friends decides that he wants to take everybody to Cheetah. Which, if you don't know, Cheetah is one of the most high-end strip clubs in Atlanta. So we go in. We're in the first Uber that arrives. We walk in. We pay our cover. And we're outside. Think of it like a movie theater, right? So the theater's on the inside. And then there's a waiting room of the movie theater where you buy your ticket.
Red carpet. glass cabinet to, you know, show you the snacks.
Oh, yeah. This is how I remember it. Yeah, for sure. There were no snacks. I wish there were snacks. Oh. Would have made it so much better. So we're out in this.
There's a guy up front, too, security or the bouncer or something.
Yeah. So we're waiting for the other Uber with our other friends to get there. And it's Chris and I and a couple other people. And Chris.
We'd already paid the cover.
We paid the cover. We're waiting to go in. We are thinking we're safe. Chris doesn't have to brace himself yet. And all of a sudden, through the door, walks a stripper, butt ass naked, holding the hand of a man, dragging him out, taking him into some secretive room. And her boobies were out. Her kitty cat was out.
Oh, her cooter lips?
Her cooter lips were flapping in the wind. And Chris's eyeballs, I am not exaggerating, must have fallen out of his head and landed on the ground like something out of a cartoon. And so the girl walks away, and I look at Chris, and I grab his shirt, and I go, you need to pull it together. We're going to get kicked out of here if you don't. So I was in the middle of that story, wasn't I?
Yeah.
All right. So I don't even know where I left off. Basically,
Chris, my eyes popped out of my head.
Chris's eyes pop out of his head. I'm like, Chris, you need to get it together. We're going to get kicked out of here if you do this. And we enjoyed a very shiesty night at the strip club.
Shiesty.
That's the only word I can use to.
Definition, please.
You've never heard that word?
Uh-uh.
All right. Hold on. I got to look this up. How have you never heard the word shiesty? I don't even know how to spell that. Hey, Mal.
Huh?
Perfect score on your SAT.
S-H-I-E-S-T-Y.
I don't think that's how you spell shiesty. That. I think it's S. Oh, I think you're right, actually. Okay. Shiesty is. That's Urban Dictionary. Do we trust that?
No.
Okay. It's an adjective. Untrustworthy. I wonder if that's Yiddish. Is that Yiddish? My mom and grandma were always using words I didn't know. Let me look up some Yiddish words for you guys.
I know how to speak pig Latin.
Let's hear it.
So my grandmother's name is Debbie.
Uh-huh.
Ebbistay.
Ebbistay?
That's how you say her name in pig Latin.
Who? Someone made that up.
No.
That can't be real.
No, it's and real. Then my mom's name is Andy May.
Amy May?
Andy May.
Andy May?
I think so.
Candy Joy?
No.
Y'all, I want you to know that Mallory's sweet mom's name is Candy Joy. And I think that is literally the best name in the entire universe. Like, that, she is the most deserving of that name because she is an angel walking on this earth mm-hmm. whose name is Candy Joy.
Mm-hmm. Almond Joy.
Almond Joy?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Is that what she was named after?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm the only human on the earth that likes those.
No, she does too, actually. Like, I have a fun fact.
Tell us.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So, did you know that bell peppers have genders?
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Tell us, Mal.
Yeah. If you flip them over on their sides, that's how you check the gender. So
on their bottoms.
Yeah. If you're looking at the undercarriage of the bell pepper.
Steam from the undercarriage.
Yep. So the ones with four bumps are females, and those with three are males. The female peppers are full of seeds, and they're a lot sweeter and better for eating raw, while the males are better for cooking.
We've been doing this wrong.
And now your mind is blown.
Blown.
What?
We'll never grocery shop the same.
So for dinner this week, we need to see if we're eating males or females.
That's good to know.
Do you know how to pick out the perfect watermelon?
The dirtier, ooh, the better.
Yep.
The dirtier, the better.
Gross. I did not like the way you just said that.
I'd like to take credit for telling everyone about that.
No. I live in South Georgia. What do you think this is?
So, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that the three of us love to play Would You Rather. And I have some news for you two. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Brace yourself. Thank you. I just found an entire Instagram account dedicated to Would You Rathers. And it is called Would You or Would Rather IG. Everybody needs to go follow it. So we're going to go through these and do some of these Would You Rathers. I'm going to read them. Would you rather have $500 million in cash or have 10 wishes but you can't wish for money?
How much cash?
500 mil.
Post-tax.
We're not talking taxes, Chris. 500 cash. And yeah, so 500 million in cash.
So with your wishes, can you be like, I want the biggest house in the whole world?
Yeah, anything but money.
Oh, done. Wishes.
Wishes?
Yep.
Okay. What would you wish for? Yeah.
I'd wish for the biggest house in the world, the biggest boat in the world, the biggest, nicest car in the world. And I would sell all of them, and that would be more than $500 million cash. And I have 7 wishes left.
Okay, what are you doing with the other 7?
You have to use them all. You can't save them.
Okay, so what did I say? House, boat, car. Mm-hmm.
Don't just get stuff that you can sell. You want to, like, think about this. Like, you could literally wish for world peace.
Or always you could wish be happy.
A cure for cancer.
Donald Trump to be out of office.
Okay, I lost count. Okay. A nice house. Or the nicest house. The nicest car. The nicest boat. 3 wishes. And all of those things are being sold. So now I have $500 million. Okay. 4th wish. World peace. 5th wish. Cure for cancer. 6th wish is that I would be happy for the rest of my life.
I know your 7th wish.
7th wish?
To sleep in past 6:30.
To sleep in past 6:30.
No, actually, with your $500 million,
you can come on over,
Izzy. Come on, Izzy. Izzy's joining the podcast. Come on.
She finished her bone, that's why.
Yep, she's ready to join.
Okay, wait.
You would hire a nanny to live in and take care of the dogs. That's some rich people shit right there.
Okay, 7th wish. I wish my dogs would live forever.
Aw, that is the nicest wish ever. I never expected that out of you.
Wish 8. I wish my dogs would get off the bed. Yeah. Wish 9. That I could surf. 10 would be I could at least catch a fish every now and then. Because I'm like 0 for 4 on my kayak.
Okay, can I just... I'm not trying to call you out, Chris. But I just want you to know that I've only ever seen you catch one thing in the almost 6 years we've been together.
Well, maybe
that's...
And
it was a stingray.
Maybe that's a sign.
Maybe I'm your bad luck charm.
Yeah.
You're a crappy fisher.
That's a sign that Julie's... That's a sign that Julie's my bad luck charm.
Yep. All right. So, next one. You could either have a handful of fake friends or one true friend.
Oh, 100% one true friend.
One true friend right here. Her name is Izzy.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. Thank you, next.
Okay. Live in an amusement park or live in a zoo?
One true friend. Zoo.
Why?
You'd smell animal dung all day.
Six Flags Atlanta sucks. Unpopular opinion. Okay.
Uh-oh. All right, Izzy. You're fired. Izzy's off the bed.
All right, yep. Zoo. All right. Mal?
I don't know. I think I might have to say zoo, too. I don't want to hear people screaming and vomiting all day.
I wouldn't even mind cleaning up shit, to be honest.
As long as there's Dippin' Dots.
Those turds are bigger than you are.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Travel the world but live in poverty, or be rich but stay in one place your whole life. 100%
travel.
Rich.
Yeah, travel the world and live in poverty.
Be rich. You could buy those goggles and pretend you're at the Great Wall of China or wherever.
Do you understand what living in poverty entails?
But to travel, you have to have some kind of money.
No clean water.
No, you're walking.
No, you're traveling the world, but you will literally have nothing. You may not even have a
pair
of
shoes. Then I would die.
All right. Well, you picked the wrong answer. Next one. Get a paper cut between your fingers every
time
you touch.
No, hold on, time out. What if you live in like Lawrenceville, Georgia, but you're loaded? That sucks.
But you can do fun things, yeah.
Yeah.
in Lawrenceville.
You can literally do whatever
like
you want.
Like what? Sit in traffic on 85?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy those goggles and pretend you're literally anywhere in the whole entire world.
Yes, but there's something about just grabbing the dirt in between your hands and feeling like you're actually there rather than some damn goggles.
We can get some dirt in your hands, Chris.
Yeah, I'll buy you some dirt. All right. Paper cup between your fingers every time you touch paper.
Paper cup or paper cut?
Paper cut.
Okay.
Bite your tongue every time you eat something.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'd probably be skinnier.
What?
If you bit your tongue, I would be skinnier. Horrible.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Bite your tongue.
Wait, but what if this means toilet paper? Every time you touch paper.
You just gotta drip dry. Hope you have the runs.
That's totally toilet paper. Yeah, but I don't really touch toilet.
You don't really touch much paper these days.
That's true. That's sad, actually. But maybe it's not sad, actually.
That's saving good. The trees.
Being green. Okay. Have a horrible job, but be able to retire comfortably in 10 years. Have your dream job, but have to work until the day you die.
Dream job.
Retiring at 35.
That'd be amazing.
That sounds freaking awesome. Sign me up for that.
If you work your dream job, are you even actually
working? You can suck it up
working?
For 10 years, though.
I can do anything for 10 years. I can do anything for 10 years, I think.
I'm putting the microphone up to her mouth.
It really depends how horrible it was, because I hate it.
Like, what kind some of job your jobs, is this?
I've had some horrible jobs, you guys. Like, I worked at Moe's.
Could you work at Moe's for 10 years? If you made millions of dollars.
$500,000 a year, would you work at Moe's?
I probably could work at Moe's for 10 years, but I probably could not work at an unnamed student housing community
in Kennesaw
for 10 years.
It starts with one of the letters of the alphabet.
Or what about doing social media and marketing for an unnamed person?
Oh.
I couldn't do that for 10 years.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be rough. Next. I don't know. I've had some horrible jobs, but I really feel like if you could retire at 35... nothing better than that. Okay. Be alone for the rest of your life. Literally, no matter what the next one is, Chris is picking that one, by the way. Doesn't matter. $100,000 million, Chris is picking
that one. My first thought was finally some damn peace and quiet.
Some damn peace and quiet. Okay. Be alone for the rest of your life, this is a no-brainer for Chris. Or always be surrounded by annoying people.
Oh my god!
It's a dream.
It's him every day.
A dream. Yeah. No, I would totally choose probably annoying people.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be alone. I hate the sound of silence. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm in my car all day, every day, and if for whatever reason I have a lull in my day, no calls to make, and I'm just driving, I do not sit in the peace and quiet.
I don't know. I like a good silence. Good bit of silence sometimes.
I can't handle
it. Can you
it.
Not scratch Izzy's butt in my face? Her little nubs just...
Izzy, I just want everyone to know who can't see right now. Izzy is just
that's
pacing.
Everybody but us.
In front of the microphone. And we're all sharing one microphone, by the way, because we had some technical difficulties. And Izzy is probably about to start snoring right into it. So.
Leave it.
Okay. Snitch on your best friend for a crime they committed, or go to jail for the crime they committed. Oh,
you're going to jail.
No. I would honestly, I'm so empathetic, I probably would just go to jail. And you are,
how
come
long?
On, you're such a pushover.
How long?
Mal
would 100% be rotting in jail right now.
How long? And is it a misdemeanor or a felony?
Chris...
You've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
You're in prison.
Oh, bye. Peace. See you later.
Yeah, that's tough. Oh, man. Okay. This one's for Mal.
No. Time out. No. You take the lie and you go to prison. 10 years later, you get released because it wasn't you. And you make millions all million dollars.
I hope Kim K advocates for me.
$1 million off of a Netflix deal. So.
Man.
Sign me up for that
gig. I like the way you think.
Who did that?
Baby, it's me and you the rest of the life. Okay.
Okay. Next.
We're going to move on from that. All right. This one's for Mal. Never lose your phone again.
Okay.
Or never lose your keys again. keys.
Yeah, because my Apple Watch has that cool feature.
But if you didn't have that... I hear, literally, that's Mal's mating call right there. That noise.
Honestly, can I choose to lose my keys all the time?
I have an idea.
All right.
Let's all go in a circle and say our mating calls.
Oh, man.
Can we...
That's Mal's.
That's mine.
All right. Mine is the sound of a pickle jar opening. Or like, you know, have you ever seen that meme where it's like shaking your protein drink in the morning and Janet pops up from over the cube? Do I hear margaritas? That's me.
That's Did someone me. Open a pickle jar?
Did someone open a pickle jar? What's is your... that the sound of a crumpling bag of dill pickle chips?
What's yours,
That's
Chris?
Izzy's mating call.
My mating call... Oh, geez.
I know sound of Mal farting.
Yep.
Yep.
I could Mal-y rip dump. One right now.
All
right,
everybody. Shh, shh. And everyone just turned off the podcast.
Yep.
Oh, my face was right there.
It went that way towards the closet. It.
If you're listening to this, please help me. Dear God, please. I'm surrounded by these farts all day, every day. I can't handle
We're
it.
Cutting that out. Next.
All right. Next. Work very hard at a rewarding job or hardly have to work at a job that isn't rewarding.
Work really hard at a rewarding job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I could half-ass being a cashier any day.
Yeah. Well, don't shit on the cashiers, Chris. Chris, damn.
Chris?
Okay. Man, you know what? I want you guys to know something about all my friends. You can't get away with stumbling over a word in this group of people. They will call your ass right out. I mean, come on, people. All right, I just skipped over a couple because I thought they were lame. Relive the same day for 365 days or lose a year of your life. Lose a year.
Aren't you kind of losing a year anyway, though?
Yeah.
Reliving the same day?
Yeah, that's
true.
But maybe you gain an extra year.
But what's the quality of life in that extra year?
Yeah. I'm down to lose a year. I'm good with that. Okay, be unable to use search engines. Oh, Mal's out.
No.
Mal is out. Nope. Unable to use social media.
Oh, yeah. I could give up the social media.
I'll give up social media.
I walked in on Mal, and she was like, how to call out sick. Like, Mal will just Google literally anything. Like, she'll ask Google as if Google is the wisest friend ever sitting
Google
next to
her. Google is the wisest friend.
With a brain that can answer, like, a question like, what to text a boss to get out of going to work tomorrow?
It's not a
like,
bad
let's
Google
see my
search.
Google search history.
Oh, everybody pull up your Google search history.
I'm in a private browser, so good luck.
I don't think we can say
don't
this.
Don't say it.
No.
Oh, I know what a dumb... No.
We Next. Can't say the last what? One. I can't. I know that Chris definitely doesn't even have a search history because he operates on privacy mode. And I just want his bosses at his job to know, I'll say that one more time, Chris operates on privacy mode because he likes his job and he works in cybersecurity. So that's what you have to do. Meanwhile... All my passwords are password, so...
Mine are my name.
Everybody enjoy reading through my Facebook messages from 2007, where I attempt to flirt with boys sliding into their DMs before that was even a thing. Okay, let's just do a couple more. That one's lame. Be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds.
Teleport. You'd save 2 hours of your day from even sitting in traffic.
Oh, you're so right. And I wouldn't want to know what people are thinking about me anyway.
It would probably hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I'm down to teleport. That would be so cool, actually. You could just go anywhere for the weekend.
You just blink. Yep.
Yep, I'm in.
Oh, I want to go to the beach.
Yep.
And then you're on the beach.
Yep. I'm in. All right. Ooh, this one's... All right. Be in jail for 10 years or... be in a coma for 20 years.
Ooh, jail.
Jail. Yeah. I don't know anybody. I just want to know, if you're going to choose coma, I'd like you to send me a direct message and tell me why. Okay.
But you wouldn't know, I guess, if you were in a coma.
Yeah, but there's usually other medical issues going on once you come out.
I feel like most people don't wake up from
a coma.
Have
y'all not seen that movie? She comes up and everything's fine.
After 20 years. All right, here's some caveats to that one. You're in jail, but you don't get stabbed or raped.
Okay.
You're in a coma, but you come out of it unchanged. So the same
all right.
as you...
Well, that makes a difference. I don't know. All I'm saying is, I don't know...
Jail time.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Because think about how much your world around you changes in 2 decades.
That's true. Gosh.
2010
That would make a great TV show.
2010 to 2020 isn't really that much.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Would you rather see your future kids...
Actually, it kind of is.
...or see your past self? Definitely your future kids. Mal, what are you doing over there?
I was reading Instagram.
We are clearly boring Mal over there. I look over and I see something that says...
I was reading a thing.
Nipple clamps.
No, it says sex in big letters. We had sex last night. Now, will you leave me?
I never said that. It's an Instagram screenshot.
It says Tagger Bay.
It's a screenshot. Mother, if you were listening to this.
It wasn't Mal.
Not.
All right.
It's been a long
time. So, travel for 5 years in an RV. Travel for 5 years in a sailboat.
RV.
Sailboat.
Wait, I think I just skipped one because I got distracted. That was lame. Let's go back to the other one. See your future kids or see your past self.
Your Wait, future okay, kids. But what am I doing? Am I just seeing?
I don't know.
Ow.
And what kind of past self?
Okay, all I'm saying is I'm no matter what, choosing see my future
All's
kids.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Feast your eyes.
Chris and I were having a discussion the other day. Not that, like, nobody got excited here. We're not having any babies anytime soon. But we were just talking about, like, maybe possibly wanting to adopt one day. Or maybe having kids of our own and how many and everything else. And honestly, I feel like a lot of single or, like, non-moms out there feel the same way. That childbirth is terrifying. And... I mean, Mal, do you feel this way?
That it's terrifying?
No, get off Instagram.
I'm sorry, it's a cute dog.
That's what Mal looks like. That's Mal's search history. It's just dogs.
What was the question?
Are you joking? You are not allowed back on this podcast. I said, are you terrified of childbirth?
No. They have epidurals for that.
Yeah, but it's just, the whole concept is freaky to me.
I mean, I'm not ready for a kid anytime soon, but I don't think I'm scared.
Like, it literally terrifies me.
You'll go back to normal. You'll snap back.
I don't know about that. I'm still trying to snap back from gaining my freshman 15.
Me too.
Next.
All right. No. All right, we're going to do one more. I got to pick a good one. Full circle. Papa John's or Domino's? That's literally what this one says.
PPJs.
Papa John's.
PPJs for $3,000. Venmo to me, please. Thank you very much. All right, y'all. That's all we got for you
today.
Wait,
that's the one we're ending on? No, we need to do another one. One more.
All right. Ugh. Okay, this is a good one. Go back in time and fix all the mistakes you've made. Or... go to the future and stop new mistakes you will make.
Future.
I'm about to get deep here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
I don't think I would change anything. from my past.
In your past, yeah.
I think it made me who I am.
What if I changed something in my past and got better grades in high school and didn't end up in good old KSU? I would never have met Julie.
Yeah. So,
sure. Future.
She would have never gotten to stalk you to the elevator.
Ever.
Yep.
I never would have.
I think there are certain people I wish I would have never met.
Yeah. I wish I would have known the things then that I know now. Yeah. I wish I could just like take my brain out and insert it in my past self. Mm-hmm. Because I would have saved myself a lot of tears, a lot of heartache.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. Oh man, I would have saved myself so much money. Oh, that's depressing. Well, yeah, I would. And honestly, I don't know. I think changing the future or past is kind of freaky to me, right?
Yeah.
I probably would just let things play out how they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't like that question.
All right. Well,
can we get another one?
All right. Twist my arm. Okay. All right. Be able to go on your dream vacation for 2 weeks, but only by yourself, or
done. I don't even need man, the next one.
Yeah, we already knew that was Chris's answer. Spend 5 days with whoever you want, but you can only stay in your hometown.
Hometown.
Anyone. Hometown. Alive or dead. I'm adding a caveat. Alive or dead. 5 days, but in Buford, Georgia.
Mia Khalifa. Done.
Mia Khalifa.
Alexis, Texas, sign
me up. Oh, gross.
And I'm out of here.
We're not here for a long time.
But Chris is here for a good time. With
Alexis, Texas.
Oh, man. All
right.
Turn that shit off.
Yay!